This is your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria in Fire FM. Good afternoon to you. Oh, welcome to the new week. Welcome to Monday, which I hear that a lot of people do not look forward to when it's Sunday. I mean, how can the weekend run so fast and already it's Monday? Who does that? Who is in charge of the clock? I mean, who's in charge of fast-forwarding the weekend and bringing us to Monday? But I heard from Ray that there's something called TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. And I'm wondering how many people are thanking God it's Monday. Anyway, it is the 12th of December, 2022. My name is Denise Dennis Wolu, and I am excited to be here with you on the sunny side of Nigeria. And how are you doing, by the way? How did your weekend go? Saturday? Sunday? And how's your day going? I hope good. So I'm here this morning to have a conversation that I am sure some of us have experienced. If we haven't experienced it, we may have someone within our circle who has, and the tales they have told us, they're not really nice tales. It's centered around salaries. You know how at the end of the month you get that credit alert? Gone are the days when people pay salaries and you know they give you cash. No, now they say, your account number, please. I mean, at the point of employment, you're required to drop those details. And it's for a reason, because once it's the end of the month, your account gets credited, right? Even the Bible says that a laborer is worthy of his or her wages. So when you do work, you're expected to be paid. Now that's where the problem lies. Paying or getting paid. Yes, getting paid is where there is usually a problem. So we're talking reluctance to payment of salaries by some employers. Yes, some employers are trying. I mean, a round of applause for every employer who tries. No matter what, no matter the state of the economy, no matter what, to still pay employees or staff members their salary. So thumbs up to you if you're an employer and you have been consistent in payment of salaries. Or maybe a few times when you couldn't pay, it was due to one reason, and you know, you made your staff members understand with you why it had to be that way. But then again, you promised you will pay and you did pay. It's quite common for employers to deny salaries to employees, especially at the time of firing them. So just cook up one excuse to not want to pay. And before you know it, they tell you, phew, you're fired. You are fired. They think that employees have no options or the resources to pursue a case against an employer. Some say it's outright wickedness. That type you call wickedness in high places, especially when the business or the company is making profits and is very visible to the blind and audible to the deaf. You can see that money is coming, but salaries are not being paid. And then they're delaying or refusing to pay employee salary. Many employees have been forced to resign or stop working from an establishment out of the frustration that comes with being owed salaries for several months. Some has gone as far as seeking legal actions against the employer, all in a bid to get what is due them. I did this work. I should be paid. The problem actually spans across both the private sector and the public sector. Private organizations, private schools, private companies, and even the public sector. Some of the government schools you see, teachers are being owed. Some of the government establishments, yes, they're also being owed salaries. Here's the big question. Why exactly are employers reluctant to pay employees salaries due them? It's not like this salary they are asking for is not their right. It's not due them. It's not like they came at the beginning of the month to ask for salary when they usually get paid towards the end of the month. This is something that is due them. They worked for it. They are entitled to it. They should get it. But then you have employers who are reluctant to pay. Question number two. Have you been owed salaries before? What was the reason given for the delay or the non-payment? We need to understand where the problem is coming from. I think with that, we are able to navigate through this problem of non-salary payment. Let's talk. And the smart number for you to call to be a part of the conversation live in the studio is 070-0923-0923. We also have the WhatsApp and Telegram number. For your WhatsApp and Telegram messages, it is 0809-030-6416. Now, you can watch us live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at NigeriaInfoPH, and the Facebook page, you can watch us live and be a part of the conversation too, is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Don't just watch us live, be a part of the conversation, send us a message, comment in the comment session, tweet your responses in the, you know, underneath the tweet on our Twitter handle, and I will be glad to read them in course of the conversation. Yes, there's a call screener and stand by to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio, and then we can have that conversation. So my first caller for this conversation is Mr. Zion, and he's calling all the way from GRA. Hi, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Season's greetings.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot to update you. The countdown to Christmas. Season's greetings, my brother. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, let me also show your part to first of all celebrate all those that are paying their staff on time, paying them well, that their benefits that they are entitled to. Thank you to those good directors, good managers, good CEOs, and business owners. Keep up the good work. It motivates me. Now, to the crux of the matter, when you see them owe their workers' salary, delay payments, or even cause issues before payments are being made, if it is not an administrative matter, then that organization, the owner is a very greedy person, very selfish and wicked. District. How can I release this kind of amount of money to pay these people? This money is too big. Make them wait first.
I don't understand. The money is too big. Is it not their money? Didn't they that work for it?
You will not understand the greedy nature of a man.
Please help me understand. I'm trying so hard to understand that this money
they
is my
even
money.
They are jealous of you. They are jealous of you that they want to pay you this kind amount of money.
Yeah, not so than they do for you.
You see, until you have that kind of management and a director, because every business has a spirit, and it's the spirit of the owner that controls the business.
I see.
Any organization, the spirit of the owner is there. So the way the person is, either automatically the organization will start functioning in that pattern and manner. When the director is so stingy, he can't even come to work and just surprise the whole staff. Oh yeah, when I go meet the bole woman, I'm going to call up and I collect bole, bring the bills to me. Go and collect water, everybody bring the bills to me. At least once a while, such kind of directors or business owners to pay you will not be a problem. Even if they owe you, you know that there are some technicalities or administrative matters somewhere, but definitely you will pay. But some have, even on the 15th, they have not paid you. 16th of the month, I mean, they both have divided into two. They don't even care. Some will even deliberately owe you for 2 months. No explanation, no reason, no nothing. And for do now, you go see they come work. They are greedy. They are selfish and so wicked. And I pray that God give everybody a good director that is a generous person, so that for once we can be able to shape in our characters, our minds and our thoughts. Somebody will work from the beginning of the month to the end in 31 days. He pays his transport. He feeds himself. He takes care of his bills. All in the name of, at the end of the month, you are going to pay me. But the month will end, salary you know, see. My sister, initially, when I hear this, I say, those people, they try you until this thing happened to me. That should be 2019. It's an administrative matter in my place of work. 8 months, no salary. Wow. At a stretch, back to back. But how do we survive? God sustained us. And the day they paid us this money, oh my goodness me, it was a block. We all saw the they even top 2 months on top. Wow. For your patience and your dedication, we are sorry. We have overcome the technicalities and the administrative blocks. Mm. Here is your money. We are motivated. Mm-hmm. You see now, but some for where the people want to see, no, take 2 months later, we'll pay you the remaining one. That is wickedness. And don't forget, you have debts, you have owed, you have borrowed money places to fulfill your transportation and other requirements that are needed. We need good directors who are generous, Mr. Zion.
All right, good directors who are generous. Mr. Zion said some employers are jealous of their employees. I don't understand. How can you be jealous? I don't think there's any employee that earns more than the employer. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I am wrong. So where is the jealousy coming from? So much so that you say, I will not pay these people, and it's because I am jealous. Let's hear from you. Okay, why? If you're an employer and you've ever had to owe your staff members, your employees' salary, let us know why. If you're an employee and you have been owed salaries before, did they eventually pay? What was the reason given, or what were the reasons given for the delay or the non-payment? Was your appointment terminated? Did you have to by yourself say, I need to go work again? Anything that wants to happen, if this roof wants to fall, let it fall. 070-0923-0923 and 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-6416. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
My name is Chief Comrade Iron Braid.
Comrade Iron Braid, you're welcome.
Yes, let me just want to thank those that are saving their staff from people. And I also pay promptly. I have never paid my staff in any month. Since I started my industry, I have not sold any of my stuff.
Wow.
Yes. And I want to also appeal to those people that are starving their staff after their work at the end of the month. The Bible also tells me the laborer is entitled to his wages.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let us also realize that those people, they labor and deliver for us. At the end of the day, there is no employee that is handling the employer. So, for me, that is the case. They should always, in as much as the business is going fine, if the industry is not doing well, I think there should be retrenchment.
Okay.
And see how you could be able to manage the people that you are having.
Okay.
Sometimes the business might be up and down. They should be able to have a business meeting and let them know that, look, this is how it is right now with the industry.
Mm.
And that is why, for now, we are not meeting up the salary. Sometimes there can be a salary advance to the workers. They will understand, like the people I have, they understand if there is not
Thank you so much. I don't want to mention names, but I have heard stories of some culprits. First on the list, private schools. I've heard stories. I have had people within my circle work for private schools and tell tales of how they've been owed for months. Now, students are paying school fees. If the student doesn't pay school fees, the school sends the child away. If the child doesn't pay school fees, they're not allowed to take exams. Okay, so telling us that money is not coming into this school is telling us, is more like, "Say you didn't wind me, ni? Are you say that you're not making money?" You see, some of you that work in the accounts department, you see the alerts, you see that money is coming in. And then a private school will choose to owe teachers that are meant to teach the students so that the system is running salaries. I also hear that some private schools are in a hurry to close first week of December, as at last week, November. And all of this was in a bid to not pay the teachers' December salary. So it's a scam. It was just a rush something, so that you will not pay them December salary. You will not give them December bonus. And in your defense, after all, people did not work in December, or after all, people only worked 2 days or 3 days in December. Hence, you're not entitled to December salary. So private school teachers have always complained. Today, you go and ask the students in the classroom, "How many teachers have you had teach you XYZ subject?" And they say, "I cannot count, though. I cannot even remember their names and their faces because there are a lot." Why would a teacher come teach you first month and then stop teaching? Non-payment of salary. Who suffers? The students. Accumulated old salaries, sometimes from a particular school, will amount, it will run into millions. Meanwhile, for that academic session, or for that term, I almost said semester, or for that term, that school made more than ₦1 million. The most they do sometimes is they start paying you your salary, like they're putting, you know, when you're taking granules from bottle, you pour it small like this, and then you chew, and then you pour small, and they don't want to give you the entire bottle. So let's assume your salary is ₦30,000 minimum wage. Today you go, they give you ₦5,000. Next week they give you another ₦10,000. They give you the money in bits and pieces. So at the end of the day, you can't even tell whether they paid you complete money or they didn't pay you, or you do use the money to do like this, or you do not use it. You sometimes you even fund some of your things you used to teach. Sometimes they don't give you textbooks. You buy the textbooks yourself as a teacher. Okay, let's leave the private schools now. Let's go to other establishments, restaurants, filling stations. I mean, you name it. They owe. Okay, let's leave the private sector, the public sector. Some teachers in some of the primary schools where they offer universal basic education. One time in Bayelsa State, I know this for a fact because my mom is a teacher in Bayelsa State, was owed salaries for an entire year under a particular administration. And when the salaries came, they didn't come in bulk. They didn't say, oh, because we've owed you for a year, take your 1 year salary. No. They were giving them the thing like granites. Small. And at the time, a lot of teachers had taken loans from a particular scheme that was created for them with the full confidence that they will continue to earn their salaries as and when due. And the salaries were not forthcoming. So they were running into reoccurring debts. A loan that was supposed to be cleared within 1 year, if deductions were made from salaries that were supposed to be coming in regularly, for some of them, they were not able to pay until 3 years after, 4 years after. Some of them are still paying the loans till date. These teachers have children. These teachers are breadwinners. These teachers have other people depending on them. The economy is terrible as it is. We have inflation to deal with. And we are in the month of December, the happy month, the celebration month, the month where we're supposed to be eating rice and chicken and celebrating. Someone is somewhere and is thinking, hell, another month, no salary. Hence the big question. Let's go back to the questions. Why? But why? Why exactly are employers reluctant to pay employees salaries due them? Have you been owed salaries before? What was the reason given for the delay or non-payment? The call screener is on standby. I have been informed that some of you are still not used to a call screener. Now, the call screener will take your call first, ask you your name, ask you your location, what you want to contribute, and then pass you on to me in the studio. So when you call, you wouldn't hear my voice first. You will hear the voice of the call screener. Okay? So once again, the number to call, 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages, 0809-030-6416. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines or WhatsApp, join us in Twitter. Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH, and then Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Good afternoon, Denise. 5 months, Denise. 5 months. Who did we offend? Worst part is that no reason was given for this inglorious delay. Anonymous from Omok. Anonymous, don't mention the company, but is it a private sector? Is it a public sector? An establishment in the private or public sector? That will help too. What's the nature of the job you're doing? And like I said, you know, it's worse when you know that money is coming. It's worse too when you are in the accounts department and you are seeing the credits and they are not paying you your salaries. And there was one teacher that had a fallout with the director of the school. And she said the director called her to send in results for the term. And she said she had not been paid. Hence, she's not sending in the results for that term, for the what's it called now? For the subject she taught. And say, okay, if you don't send in the results, we will not pay you. And she said, okay, fine, don't pay me. God, why will I send in results and I've not received salary? Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Ogundu, and I'm calling you from Roboko.
Ogundu, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, just like what you're saying right now, I was just coming out from the office, precisely Obiabo local government worker. That is what I am right now.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. As I am talking to you right now, people are agitating because the past month that has just passed, the local government workers in Obiabo has not received salary. As I'm talking to you right now, they are doing one meeting or the other. Today is 12th. And come to think of it, the federal government has made us understand that every 15th, that is when the allocation comes to the local government.
Okay.
And we are talking about tomorrow, next tomorrow, 15th, comes, we are yet to be seen. The last one we have walked last month in November. So what are we saying? We have talked and people are talking and people are crying as I'm talking to you right now. The cashiers and the rest of them, they have not done anything. So we want to ask the government, is this the way they want to treat people in this December? People have children. People have not eaten. As I'm talking to you, even though I have other things that I'm doing in my office, people that have 2, 3, 4 children, how do they feed? So please, the local government chairman and people who are holding their affairs in River State, please should come and tell us the reason why they have not been working.
They've not given a reason for the delay. It's not like they've given a reason.
They have not given us any reason.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have some messages on Facebook, and this one is from John Enon. It says, it's not easy working for 3 years. 3 years! Without payment. I will not try it at all. So many bills to pay. Chijoke Wokeji on Facebook says, I think it's just to keep employees on the job for them not to resign or run out and create vacancy in the place of work. Really? Really? Okay.